Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Oh, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 85 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Great to have you back this week. We have had a whirlwind, I'll say that. We have settled back in from Mexico, as I mentioned to you last week, and still dealing with some stuff with my wife. Really appreciate those of you who reached out, just checked on us, checked on me, checked on her. Like I said, I'll give you some more updates with that. But we've just been kind of living life. It's been a heck of a 2022 so far. And we have been, you know, really working on practicing what we preach and what I preach here on the podcast each week. And, you know, that is to notice what your brain's doing, you know, even when situations and circumstances look like they could be negative or they can be challenging. We always get to determine how we want to look at those and what type of outlook we want to have on those, whether they are perceived as positive or negative, because we are the ones that ultimately get to choose that. And so we're kind of walking through that right now, and we'll see what the next couple of weeks hold. And like I said, I will update you kind of when I know more and when there's more to share. But want to talk about 7 mindsets that will help you live your ultimate life. And, you know, what are these mindsets? What are some things you can hone back to? You know, if you're going through maybe a difficult time or you're struggling a little bit, this might be that podcast where you think, man, I need to mark this one and say, you know what, if there's something that that I'm going through in the future, this might be the one I want to go back to where, you know, I can make some notes and say, you know, this is what I want to dwell on each and every day to help me live my best life. And, you know, these aren't, it's interesting, you know, when you go through something like this and you think about, hey, I want to change the way I think, I want to change the way I approach life, I want to change the way I approach the day. A lot of times I find that things aren't just so, you know, profound or so new. It's just that you need a reminder. It's like you need this little nudge to say, oh yeah, that's a way I can approach life. That's how I can look at this. And that's how I can help up-level, you know, my thinking and how I can help, you know, really move me into that future self that I really want to be, so that I don't get bogged down to maybe where I have been or, you know, where I've struggled in the past. So here are the 7 things, 7 mindsets to live your ultimate life. And, you know, I kind of pulled these from some different places, but I thought these were all pretty good. I'm sure you can add some more if you'd like. But But these are the seven that kind of rose to the top for me. Number one, everything is possible. Everything is possible. Dream big. Don't be afraid to dream big. Embrace your creativity and expect great results. How many of you get up in the morning and you have an everything is possible attitude? Or are you more of, oh, what's today going to hold? What's going to happen to my job today? You know, what's my spouse going to do today? What's she going to say that's going to upset me? You know, and when I go to work, who's going to, you know, what's my boss going to do? What is, you know, where's my next paycheck? Am I going to get a next paycheck? Are you that? Or are you getting up and thinking, you know what, everything's possible today. Not only everything, anything's possible today. Today might be my day. I'm going to expect great things to happen. I'm going to expect a great commute. I'm going to expect Zoom to work properly. I'm going to expect to hit every light green, you know, whatever it is. But I want you to expect great results and start dreaming big again. Some of you have stopped dreaming. Some of you have stopped dreaming. You've stopped having that fuel and that flame and that passion that you once had. And so I want to encourage you to adopt the mindset of dreaming big. Number two, kind of similar to that dreaming big, but put your passion first. What are you passionate about? Pursue your authentic talents and your deepest interests. We've talked about this before. What is the thing that you know deep down you have a thriving and driving passion for? What is it? Where can you make a difference in the world? Where can you make a difference in someone else's life because you are so passionate about it? You know, you've seen these people that work in different industries and they have such a passion for something, like honey. You know, beekeepers are so passionate about those bees, you know, and I'm thinking those bees are going to sting you. You got to be careful, right? And some people are like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they sting. You know what they produce? They produce this beautiful, lovely tasting honey, and that's their passion, right? What's your passion? What is it? Maybe it's photography. Maybe it's something with music. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's something that you think is trivial, but it would make such an impact for someone else. So pursue your passion. And number three, notice that we are all connected. We're all connected. And explore that in all the relationships that you're in and around. And learn how to empower someone else. So if you're a boss, right, learn how to empower the people that report to you. Learn how to delegate. Learn how to delegate well. Learn how to delegate and get out of the way. If you're having just a normal conversation, start noticing the people that you're talking to and how can you up-level them in the relationship? How can you empower them in some way and show them that they are special? You know, some way that you're connected. Notice that we're all connected, right? We're like one or two people away from, you know, really from knowing the next person. Have you noticed that before? I kind of play that game sometimes. I'm like, I bet if I ask them three questions, you know, maybe two questions, I can figure out somebody that we both know. You ever done that before? I think it's kind of cool. We were in an appointment this morning, and all of a sudden we start talking to this lady, and not only does the lady... she's from my hometown, or she's not from there, but her brother lives in my hometown in Kentucky originally. And now she's got one of her kids live in the town that my kids live in. It's like the craziest thing ever, that we had no idea about when we go in. And my wife's funny because she always says that, you know, everything goes back and leads, all roads lead back to Kentucky. It seems like whoever we talk to, there's some content that will get us back to Kentucky. And so it's the same thing here. It's like, you know, if you start looking at people differently and you start thinking, okay, how are we connected? You know, how are we connected? How many people away from you, you know, do we need to go to see that same person that we know. I just think it's so cool. And so can you look at relationships as empowering relationships, not as you being jealous, not as you comparing yourself, but that you can look at the synergy that comes from these relationships. So I think that's pretty cool when you go into a new situation, or maybe if you struggle just with people in general, you kind of don't like people. If you can kind of shift that mindset to say, you know what, we're all connected, and let's see how we're connected. Number four, be 100% accountable. Choose to be 100% responsible for your own happiness and your own success. You're accountable for it. If you're successful, that's you. Now, sure, we all need people to help us along the way, but you're accountable. If you're failing, or if you're not doing as well, or your mindset's not where it wants to be, or you're being rude, or you're being jealous, or you're being overbearing, or you're being critical, then you're accountable. Be 100% accountable to that. Start owning up to it. Start saying, I have the power to make a difference in my own life. You are 100% accountable. When you start telling yourself the truth and you stop lying to yourself and you stop blaming others, you will notice that your mindset changes and you'll notice that your life gets better. Okay? Number five, have an attitude. Boy, how many times have we talked about this? Have an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful. Seek positives from every experience and be thankful for all that you have. So even if you're going through a tough time, even if you're kind of going through a valley right now, what can you see and seek out of that valley that you can be thankful for? What can you be grateful for? What can you choose to be grateful for, even though things around you look like they're going terrible? Go back to the thing I've talked about several times too, clean drinking water, right? If you go to a faucet and you can have clean drinking water, that's something you can be thankful for. You can be grateful for. You can start there. If you go and you flip on a light switch and a light comes on, you can be thankful for that. So figure out what you can be thankful for and have an attitude of gratitude. Number six, live to give. Inspire and serve others while maximizing your own potential. Where can you give? Where are there places that you can give? Give of yourself, give of your time, give of your money, give of your resources. Where can you serve? Where can you help others reach their maximum potential? Where is that? And then number seven, the time is now. There is no better time than the present. There is no better time than right now to take the power of this moment, to take the power of this podcast, to take your purpose for being here on this earth and take action today. So what is it? What is it that you need to do to take action, to know that the time is now, to where you can go help someone else, to where you can be accountable for your own thoughts and actions, where you can know that, hey, everything is possible right now, and I'm going to go pursue my passion right now? What is that? What can you do today to take some action? So seven things, right? Seven mindsets to help live your ultimate life. Everything is possible. Put your passion first. We're all connected. Be 100% accountable. Have an attitude of gratitude. Live your life to give. And the time is now. Okay? Let's take some action today. If you're struggling, if 2022 has been tough for you starting out and you're looking for some direction, you're looking to grow, you're looking to learn, you're looking to move forward, you're looking to move into that next iteration of what you want your future self to be. If there's an area of your life that you have struggled with, that you have not been able to move past, that you've not been able to move through, that you've not been able to get power over, you reach out to me this week. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com. I can't wait to connect. Hop on a call and we will develop a plan and a path that will show you how to become the best version of yourself for 2022. Take care, everyone. Can't wait to see you back here next week. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.